This is PR Information Radio on the Road, 1660 AM in Kettering. We're going to speak with Officer Bill Torek from the Kettering Police Department. Bill is the public relations officer for Kettering Police. And Bill, maybe you could fill us in on some of your day-to-day duties with the department.
Well, day-to-day, I'll tell you, is nothing is ever the same each day in police work. That's one thing I've learned. We try to even get away from the word routine patrol. Nothing is routine. But I'm fortunate. I'm not actually out on the road. I have what we call an inside job. I have my public information officer position. I work with the school resource officers during the year when school's in session, obviously. When school's not in session, the school resource officers go back out onto the road and help out. I remain inside. Contact with the media is almost day-to-day. Sometimes they call me and ask me particulars that they've discovered overnight or something like that and want some information on that. Or sometimes I have something, press release or something I have to get out to them. Hey, this just happened. This might be something we might want to put out and have the public help us out with. So every day is something a little bit different.
Okay. And how many years have you been in this position?
I came to the city of Kettering from Los Angeles in March of 1996. So just a little over 12 years. And I'll tell you what, if the next 12 go as quick as the first 12, it'll be tomorrow. You know, I'll tell you, it just really went quick.
That's the kind of job to have, the kind that just goes by quickly, and you kind of look forward to going to work every day.
Absolutely.
In your experience there, what's been your most, maybe your most interesting day that you've had on the job, if you can recall, over those 10 years?
Well, you know, that's a broad spectrum. Sometimes there are certain things that come to mind more than others. Of course, I'll never forget the day that we lost a young girl, a 9-year-old Erica Baker. Mm-hmm. I was working that evening, and that was my beat, in fact. When that happened, I remember taking the call that night. And I don't think one day of my life has gone by, or any of us that work here in Kettering, or residents of Kettering for that matter, where we don't think about that and remember that, and we still look. I remember, you know, just every day, and it's still, you know, we're still, out of the corner of our eyes, I think we're still looking, and we'll never stop until we know we found that one little girl. But that's, not to be somber, but that is something that's very memorable to me. There's been some other significant events along the way, just different things. But I'll tell you, each day I meet new people, and I've always been of the belief that every day that you wake up and go to work or wherever you go, you should learn something. At the end of the day, you should be have learned something that you didn't know before.
Sure, sure. You mentioned the Erica Baker case. What's one or two things that parents can do to ensure the safety of their children when they send them out of the house?
Well, I'll tell you, young kids nowadays, the technology is really advanced tremendously. And I know even at my age, I'm 45 years old, and I sometimes see young kids with cell phones, and I always say to myself, oh, these doggone cell phones, you know, everybody's got them. even these youngsters have them. Who could they be calling? But, you know, having something like that, a communication device like a cell phone in the possession of a young child is good, as long as they're taught to be responsible with it, and I think that's very possible to do. Or know where the route you're taking, know where you're going to be, and know folks along the way if you need to stop at their house or something, if you're walking to school or to some little event or something, you know, be able to go to somebody's house that you know. One of the things I'm going to look into as the year progresses, and this isn't a definite yet, there's a lot of investigation has to go into different things that we implement, but there's a McGruff House program, and it's kind of like a safe house program, and we have a lot of Neighborhood Watch volunteer folks. We have a lot of regional coordinators that help us out with Neighborhood Watch, and that's really gone forward in leaps and bounds over the last several years. But I want to look into perhaps the McGruff House program and finding a safe house program so young kids can have that and know where to go. And then those certain folks are registered with us, and we know where they're at, and they can contact us if a young child has come to their door.
Okay, very important. Kettering Police Department, can you tell us how many officers you have in Kettering, and maybe at any one time, how many cars do we have on patrol in the city?
Excellent question. I'm glad you asked me that. I cover that quite often when I talk with folks. We have a Citizens Police Academy coming up, and I let people know. And sometimes I go and I talk to folks at different safety meetings they'll invite us out to, and that question comes up. And we have 83 sworn officers with the city of Kettering. What I mean by sworn is those are individuals who are badge wearing, have taken the oath of position of police officer.
Okay.
Now of that 83, of course, we have one chief, we have two assistant chiefs, rank of captain, six lieutenants, 10 sergeants, probably maybe 10 or 12 individuals, and I don't have the exact number, are assigned to an investigative position as detectives. We have three school resource officers, myself as a public information officer. So of those 83, that trims your available patrol, available officers down to a particular number. Now, that's not to say we're undermanned. I'm not leading up to that. What I want to say is of the 83, each shift, we have four shifts, 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Then we have another shift comes in at 3 p.m., works until 11 p.m., then midnight shift comes in at 11 p.m. and works until 7 a.m. We also have an overlap shift we call Power Watch. They come in at 7 in the evening and work till 3 a.m. Gives us that added manpower strength during those evening hours. Any particular time of the day, we have is anywhere from five or six officers were contracted and maintained on the road at all times.
Okay.
Now, folks will tell me, say, wow, it seems like you have more than that, because I always see police officers. Well, that's good. We maintain our patrol coverage. Now, there's also, during the day myself, I'm not in a marked car, but I'm often out. Our school resource officers are out.
Okay.
Supervisors are out. So there's a number of police officers on the road in addition to our minimum contracted number.
Okay. All right. As far as you mentioned Neighborhood Watch.
Mm-hmm.
How can people get involved in that, and if they do, what are some of the things that they would be doing if they're in a Neighborhood Watch program?
Anybody that is interested in a Neighborhood Watch program, one, visit our website. Go to www.ketteringoh.org. That's Kettering OH, which is Kettering, Ohio, but all together, ketteringoh.org. Visit the website and go to Police Department, and you'll be able to select some information about Neighborhood Watch program, and you'll be able to identify what neighborhood or what region you fall into. Each region has a regional coordinator. In other words, that's an individual that helps me get information out.
Okay.
Each day or each week I have a volunteer that comes into the Kettering Police Department, and he or she down channels report information to the various regional coordinators. They'll call up a regional coordinator and say, hey, during the last week, here's what you had in your region. That regional coordinator, I expect to contact their actual membership and then kind of get that information out. Regional coordinators and people in neighborhoods need to identify each other, get in touch with each other, and have meetings and talk about what they're seeing, what they want to see. And it's an up-channel, down-channel information chain that we have with Neighborhood Watch. But the best first step is to visit the website and identify where you're at. If you don't have web access, that's okay, too. Give me a call in my office. My phone number is 296-2458. That's 296-2458. And I'll help you out with finding your region.
Okay. When people are in a Neighborhood Watch program, they're basically looking for just anything that doesn't look right in their neighborhood. Is that correct?
Absolutely. One of the things that's improved, obviously, and we mentioned this earlier when we talked about technology advancements. Just about everybody's got a cell phone, and I'm fully in favor of that. So oftentimes, if folks see something out of the ordinary, they'll pick up their cell phone or pick up their house phone and call the Kettering Police Department or any police department for that matter, any region, and just say, hey, this is suspicious, or I saw this happen, or I saw that. So the information's coming to the police department immediately, and our dispatchers are dispatching it. But that doesn't eliminate the need for a neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watch works in the sense that it's simply that. Neighbors watching each other. If your neighbor across the street goes out of town or something, just walk across the street, let your neighbor know, say, hey, I'm going to be gone this afternoon. Just keep an eye on the place. I'm not expecting anybody other than the mail carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody other than that, just kind of take note. And that's the way to do it. If each person in each household watches the house directly across the street, side to side and catty corner, you've got a good neighborhood watch underway.
Okay, very good. And that's just people helping people and just looking out for neighbors and, just being aware of what's going on in a neighborhood. And you can't probably be too cautious in that regard.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing, too, I've been working with Norm here at Information Radio for a couple of years, and I like to put information out over Information Radio for folks to stay aware of what's going on. So also, stay tuned here to 1660 AM Information Radio, and we'll have updates and different things along the way. If there's anything else I need as far as Neighborhood Watch, I'm going to let Norm know over here so he can let everybody else know as well.
Okay, very good. You brought some nice little Kettering Police cups along for us today, which we appreciate.
I did, and there's no charge for those. Those are free. anybody stops by or anybody says, hey, I listen to Information Radio, and or if they mention that they've heard some good information here from me or anything, we've got cups here. I brought some keychains. Brought some other little items here, some refrigerator magnets that people are more than welcome, and it keeps our police department phone number available. Put it on the refrigerator. 296-2555 rings right into dispatch, and I encourage people to program that into their cell phones. 296-2555.
Okay, all right. Well, Officer Bill Torek from the Kettering Police Department, we are glad to have you here today and to tell us a little bit about your duties and about what it means and what it feels like to be a public relations officer for the department.
I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.